Central Jersey Talk Radio, Central Jersey 1450, WCTC with the Restaurant Guys. Call them now at 732-545-9282. 732-545-9282.
Hello, everybody, and good morning. You are listening to the Restaurant Guys. I'm Mark Pascal, and I'm here with Francis Schott. Together, we own Stage Left and Catherine Lombardi Restaurants in New Brunswick, New Jersey. We're going to give you the inside track on food, wine, and the finer things in life. You can listen to us every Monday to Friday from 11 to noon. Reach us through restaurantguysradio.com or download our podcast on iTunes.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Francis. How are you?
I'm well this morning.
Doing well?
I am, and we're about to enter into a mutual admiration society. You know,
and that's not you admiring me and me admiring you. We know that for sure.
Those of you who've listened to us for a long time, we rarely talk about good reviews that our restaurant gets. Mm-hmm. And if you go online to stageleft.com or catherinelombardi.com, you'll find that the press we get, we're very, very grateful for the press we get. We don't take it for granted, but we don't want to turn the show into a commercial for our own restaurants. Mm. But there's a writer that I want us to talk about.
Well, before we talk about him, I want to just tell everybody, later in the show, we're going to have Miss Jackie Naylor, who's doing a concert in New Brunswick for New Year's Eve this year.
But she's not talking just about that. She's talking about...
Spectacular performer. We're going to play some of her music. It's going to really be a great show with Jackie.
She's got 5 albums out and some new stuff that you haven't heard before. It's really cool. But there's the local publication, and obviously for our people in the broadcast area, you know the Home News Tribune, which is the New Brunswick newspaper, but those of you outside the broadcast area might not realize that.
I think that one of the things that people don't realize, and this is really, and I'm going to talk about this in a broader perspective first, like there are a lot of mediocre restaurants and a lot of subpar restaurants out there, Francis and I feel, and it's clear that it's true, there are a lot of mediocre publications, a lot of mediocre and restaurant reviewers, yeah, people who are writing and talking about food.
Who don't know anything about food.
Generally, they're not the people you ever hear us talk about, but Francis and I read a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of bad information out there, bad writers out there, people who really don't know what they're talking about.
In 14 years of being open, we've only gotten one bad review in Stage Left and one bad review in Catherine Lombardi, both in forgettable publications. But the one woman who wrote that she started to establish her street cred with Italian American cuisine, and she talked about all the Italian American dishes that she remembered, you know, like a steaming plate of hot cumare.
Which would be, you know...
Gumara means mistress.
Or godmother, and which is the opposite of, like, a goomba, as it would be your guma. We're reading this, and we're like, what are you talking about? Are you kidding me?
She also said...
You can't actually put that in a review. You sound stupid.
She said, and the mozzarella came out, and it was warm, not chilled.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Just so you know, when you make mozzarella fresh to order, it comes out of hot water, so it's still warm to the touch. Anyway, but... the point is, there are a lot of people writing about food who don't know a lot about food. There's a guy writing in the local paper, the Home News Tribune, a guy named Christopher Thuman. And you know, in the interest of full disclosure, he gave us a very good review of Catherine Lombardi on November 19th, 2006.
But it seems like...
for which we're grateful.
And you know, it's sometimes, you know, Francis and I want to kind of talk these people up, because what you have in our... milieu sometimes is there are all these people who get lots of accolades who work at some of these big publications, and sometimes there are these quiet little voices in these quiet little papers. And I know for a fact the Home News Tribune food section keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller.
But this guy, Chris Thuman, and it's not just with our reviews. Mm-hmm. When we read his reviews of other restaurants, he's an insightful and intelligent guy. So if you want to, I think it's hnt.com or NB. We'll link you to the Home News Tribune from our website so you can look at some of this guy's writing. He's very insightful
writer.
And his
reviews don't have pictures, and you kind of, I think that a lot of people would just kind of gloss over them, because, like I said, because the Home News Tribune hasn't focused as much on food as they once did. And I don't think that this is... I think this guy's going to be an important writer, and I don't think you should gloss over it.
But, you know, as long as we're talking about him, we may as well talk about his review of our restaurant. Again, we've never done this. You know, it's funny. We've gotten reviewed by the Times and Ledger and great magazines. But I think here's a good way to talk about it, because this is so, of course, close to our heart. He gets everything that we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And even people who've written well about us don't necessarily get it till like he gets it. He writes, on the surface, there's something almost completely incongruous about the concept of Catherine Lombardi's, a one-year-old Italian restaurant in New Brunswick, spun off from the successful stage left that operates one floor below. My dinner at the downtown Red Sauce Italian cost over $160. How does that happen? Okay, this is where my heart sunk into my throat. If the thought of dropping that kind of coin on a macaroni and gravy dinner makes you see redder than your favorite bolognese sauce, rest assured the folks behind Catherine Lombardi work hard for the money. And then he talks about why it would be that our restaurant would be more expensive, because we've decided to. He says, the menu attempts to recreate Marsh Grandmother's Fare, made upscale not by its presence in a nice restaurant, but through its attention to purity, quality, and freshness of ingredients. We spend the money on the ingredients. Mm. He got that.
Yeah, it's...
And it's worth it.
Every great review, I think, though, should have... There should... when I read a review, and I read reviews of lots of restaurants, I should feel like I have a better understanding of what the restaurant's mission is. And every
mm-hmm.
restaurant
mm-hmm.
that's good, I think, has a mission.
A point of view.
A point of view. And does the reviewer capture that point of view? That's the first thing I look for when I read a review of the restaurant. And, you know, maybe he thinks the point of view is BS. I mean, that's a
right.
fine... way to review a restaurant. There are
like,
certain restaurateurs and restaurants.
For example, the Ninja restaurant that was reviewed by Frank Bruni in the New York Times.
Exactly.
Frank Bruni got what the mission was. He
right.
just thought it was stupid.
Right.
And he was right. Is that place closed yet?
I don't know. Somebody wrote me actually recently and said, you better hurry up. I think they're going to close.
Anyway, but he got what our mission was and he wrote about it. And he had some quibbles. I mean, there mm-hmm. were some things he didn't like that happened in the service. A little thing here, a little
thing
there.
And it's okay. You know, when I read a review, whether it's about Stage Left or Catherine Lombardi or anything that's going on, if I can use that review to make it better, to make the restaurant better, and this review I think I did use to make
yeah.
the restaurant better. If I can use that review to make it better, then I think it's a good review.
He talked about a dish that was too salty, and we
mm-hmm.
looked at it, and he was right.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Anyway, I think it's really cool. He ends the review by saying, Mr. Pascal may have hundreds of weeks' worth of great memories of his grandma, but after one meal here, I have a few nice memories myself. And at $160, those memories are a bargain.
That's really nice.
We're going to have Jackie Naylor come on later in the show. And you know what we're going to do? I'm going to close this segment with a little song dedicated to Christopher Thuman from Jackie Naylor. We'll be talking with her in just a moment. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 11:15.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, darling. I was so tired about wandering. You're the one I long for and said my prayers for. Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you, darling. I was so tired about wandering. And you're the one that I long for and said my prayers for. Oh, thank you, baby. If tomorrow never came, will I still kiss the ground that we've walked on? Oh, cause it's been good, yeah, mighty damn good. You've been good to me. So thank you, baby. Thank you, darling. I was so tired.
Jackie Naylor, you're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 11:15. Hey, everybody, and welcome back. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Mark and Francis of Stage Left and Catherine Lombardi Restaurants in downtown New Brunswick. And today our guest joining us again is our friend Jackie Naylor. Jackie has 5 albums to her credit. She's touring the country with him. She's been called the new voice of jazz by Vogue magazine. In the Jazz Times says in the never-ending Next Big Thing sweepstakes, bet on Jackie Naylor. Our bets are always planted firmly on Jackie Naylor.
Jackie Naylor, it is so great to talk to you again.
Great to talk with you.
And
I miss you guys.
Well, we miss you too. Actually, we've come to see you. Mark and I came to see you in New York a couple of months back, and then I saw you at Joe's Pub, which is affiliated with a public theater in New York. So any time you're here, I come and see you.
And
you
I
know,
love that.
And you know how hard it is for a restaurant guy to get the evening off.
It's very true.
Yeah,
I know.
It was,
I'm
but
honored.
But I'll tell you, your performances were really tremendous, but they're going to be nothing like your performance coming up here to celebrate, to ring in New Year's Eve with us here in New Brunswick, New Jersey. That's pretty cool. That's your will be your New Jersey debut, will it not?
It will be. I've done some radio stuff there, but never done a concert. And you're absolutely right. This show is going to be a show to top all shows.
Well,
it's
going to
be great.
If you want to come and see, now it's no longer smoky. It's no longer smoky jazz because we have smoke-free environments
this
here in New
Jersey. This will be smoke-free jazz.
But you will listen to the Sexy Jackie Naylor's Sexy Jazz Gala performance, and you can have dinner before or after at either one of our restaurants, Restaurant Guys restaurants. I don't care if you're outside of this area. We'll find you a hotel. You've got to come. This is one of the biggest things. This is the biggest New Year's Eve night in Jersey.
Jackie, we'll just ask you a quick question about smoke. You worked in a lot of those kind of smoky little jazz clubs for years and years. Has that changed for you? Is that easier to sing in those places now?
You know, the truth is that I haven't had to do that because California, which is where I'm from, has been sort of ahead of the game on the whole smoke-free environment. So when I started to sing, they were already, you know, banning smoking in clubs. So people could sort of, you know, for a while there was sort of a little outside area or a special designated area, but I hadn't really had to deal with that until I went to Japan. And then they were really, this is the first time I was in Japan, it was 5 years ago, and they were really smoking a ton, like it was a cigar bar. They forgot to mention that. And I mean, I was dying. I did. I sounded like a 70-year-old male blues singer for the first 2 weeks I was there, and then I was all right. But it was pretty ugly for a while.
Jackie, you don't look anything like a 70-year-old male jazz singer, blues singer.
No, not at least not on, you know, on a good day anyway.
Yeah, let's let's hope. Now, when we started to put this concert together, and this is the first time, and Mark and I running restaurants, restaurant consulting, and now we're producing a concert. Mark, what are we, crazy? We don't know how to do this.
I don't know what
were you
thinking.
Guys thinking?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know. I know what I was thinking when I wrote those checks for 30 or 40 grand when I started this whole thing out. Now, but you've come through a rather unique career path yourself. I mean, most jazz singers who have 5 albums out and are getting written about, they've been singing, you know, you read about like they were, you know, 9 and they started singing professionally or they sang in the church choir. You came to singing professionally later in life, did you not?
That's right. I was a marketing major in school and advertising did that and worked in that world, specifically in the fashion industry for a long time. And along the way, started studying and more just as a hobby and was lucky enough to have a teacher who was very encouraging and said, I think you're a singer. You should stop everything else and just sing, which isn't the advice they normally give. Normally they're like, don't quit your day job, right?
Right, right.
So I was like, okay, well, that's a pretty nice send-off. I'm going to give it a shot. And that was, you know, 10 years ago we made the first record. So.
And now you're touring nationally and internationally. Where have you been singing and how are your album sales going and where is your fan base growing? Because, you know, I was lucky enough to meet you and then I introduced you to Mark, but I was lucky enough to meet you, I guess it's got to be 4 years ago now. And I thought,
right.
Oh my God, you know, it was, and I'm now your biggest fan. And I eat a lot of mozzarella, so I'm getting bigger every day.
Oh, I love mozzarella. Yes.
But where is your music now? Where is your fan base? How's it going?
It's going great. We actually, you know, primarily my albums have been available mostly only in the United States for the last 2 years, and then you know, with this new album, The Color 5, we signed a deal with Japan and are also signing a deal with Europe. So. Within the next couple of months, they'll be available throughout Europe as well, which will be amazing. And we did tour in Japan in support of this record just a few weeks ago. So that was great. Played the Blue Notes there, which is a dream come true to get to go into a new market for me, essentially, and play the top clubs is really a great honor. So, and they went very well, and I'm hoping that we can go in and do the same thing when we go back to Europe in February.
How long were you in Japan?
in Japan for about 10 days. We played three of their clubs.
Well, if you want to hear Jackie Naylor, we're going to play a little bit for you right now on the Holiday Spirit. There's a track that's hardly available anywhere else. We're going to give away an album with this later on that you cannot buy in the stores, although there are five albums that you can. We're going to listen to Jackie Naylor sing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, but you can come and hear her yourself. Gala New Year's Eve concert. Find out about it on our website, restaurantguysradio.com.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
To the Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 11:25. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Restaurant Guys, Mark and Francis, with Jackie Naylor, jazz singer who will be performing at Crossroads Theater on New Year's Eve.
So, Jackie, you've gotten some really, just in the last couple of days here, you've gotten some really spectacular reviews in publications like Downbeat and a couple of others. You know, we don't really work to please the critics, but it's kind of nice when it happens, isn't it?
It is really nice when it happens. And I have to tell you, too, that especially with the Color 5, because we're mixing genres, I was sort of expecting that a few of those hardcore jazz magazines would maybe, you know, give us a little grief, the Jazz Police, as we lovingly call them. But we didn't, actually. We got all just great reviews all the way around from, you know, like you said, Jazz Times and Downbeat and Jazz Is, and I was just so pleased to have that happen.
Well,
I was ready for them.
I'm glad that they're appreciating you the way that that the public appreciates you. You know, sometimes you read those magazines or you read those reviews, and you kind of think, are they listening to the same thing I am?
I'm glad.
Right.
I'm glad we got there first. What are you talking about? I couldn't afford to get Jackie Naylor to come to the Crossroads Theater if it weren't for that. Well, one of the things that's very interesting and that I like about your music is that you do remakes of contemporary songs. You do classic, like, Cole Porter kind of stuff that I love a tremendous amount. And you write your own music. And I think having all those three things together is unusual and great in a way to keep jazz alive.
Jackie, when we come back from the news, would you mind if we give away a couple of your CDs?
No, I think that'd be great, and I'll even sign them for you.
Oh, awesome. Some autographs.
Hey, you know
CDs.
That CD that you sent us that's not available anywhere that has the video for Shelter on it?
Yes.
I'm going to beg you for one of those so we can give those away to our listeners.
All right, when
we come back after the news, we're going to talk more with Jackie Naylor. We're going to play a little bit of her music, and we're going to give away some of her CDs, so stick with us. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 11:30.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. You are listening to The Restaurant Guys. I'm Mark Pascal, and I'm here with Francis Schott. Together, we own Stage Left and Catherine Lombardi Restaurants in New Brunswick, New Jersey. We're here to give you the inside track on food, wine, and the finer things in life. You can listen to us every day from 11 to noon. Reach us through restaurantguysradio.com or download our podcast on iTunes.
You know, I know a lot about restaurants, but I'm not really an authority on jazz. But Vogue magazine says the new voice of jazz is Jackie Naylor. Jackie Naylor will be performing a gala concert on New Year's Eve at the Crossroads Theater right next to our restaurants. You can just go to the concert, or you can, if you're really smart, go there and have dinner at our restaurants either before or after. And Jackie Nello, the new voice of jazz, joins us today on the radio. Jackie, you have 5 albums out now. The current one is called The Color 5. And in The Color 5, you do a song that we heard you sing live before it came out on this album, Losing My Religion. That's not really a jazz standard. Can you talk to us about how Losing My Religion wound up on your album?
That's not a Cole Porter tune? I can't believe that. It's a great tune, and someone had recommended it to me, and I thought, well, what could we do to it? You know, so we did it as a bossa, and I listened to the lyrics, and I was, you know, as I really sat with them, I thought, wow, this is really deep, this tune. You know, it's these lyrics are very current,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially, you know, I like that that's me in the corner losing my religion in the spotlight. You know, it's like you can feel like you can get lost. For me, it meant, you know, I feel like I can get lost sometimes out there on the road, you know, and it's important to keep your core
mm-hmm.
strong.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my reason for singing that tune.
I think that we should listen to that tune.
Yeah, let's listen to Losing My Religion by Jackie
Can
Naylor.
We do that, Jackie Naylor?
You can.
Will you transfer us to the rights and the copyrights and everything? We can just point at you.
Absolutely. It's yours now. You guys own it.
Well, this is from The Color 5. We're going to listen to a little bit of Losing My Religion, Jackie Naylor's latest album.
Thought that I heard you laughing. Thought that I heard you sing. I think I thought I saw you. Just a dream. That was just a dream. 'Cause that's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion, yeah. Trying to keep up with you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much, or maybe I haven't said enough. Thought that I heard you laughing, thought that I heard you sing, but I think I thought I saw you, think I thought I saw you try. That was just a dream, just a
Jackie, I got to tell you, I love that rendition of the song, but there is one rendition that I love even a little bit more than the one we just heard.
Really?
And that was the live one you did in New York City the last time I saw you. I actually thought I was going to cry. I was sitting next to my wife, but I was in love with you.
Oh, God, I love it when they say that.
Yeah, and she's listening right now, and he's in trouble when he goes home.
Well, I'm in love with her again now. It's okay.
Yeah. She's there, I'm not. But it is. I know. I know how it works.
Hey, you know, it's funny because I actually, you know, I fell for a woman once. It was this, I was working at a restaurant when I was like in my 20s, in my early 20s, mid-20s, and there was this waitress who, Mark, you know who this woman is, and she was just so beautiful. She actually been a model, and she was great, and we actually went out for a time. But I had sort of was in love with her, and she's this tall, blonde, beautiful woman, and I thought, oh, my God, I hope I get to meet her. But I was the bartender, which is a cool thing to be if you want to meet the girls.
Yeah.
And she sat down for her staff drink afterwards, and she was this 24-year-old, you know, beautiful woman. I was 26, and she ordered a single malt scotch. That was the moment I fell in love. And I'm a smoky single malt
wow.
scotch.
Where can we find that woman today?
You're a single malt scotch lover, right?
That's right.
Well, you know,
I am.
You know what I have to tell you? You don't know this, but we've invented a drink for you. We have
I'm very excited.
We have a cocktail bar upstairs, and the drink, it involves a single malt scotch because you like single malt scotch and your smoky
yes.
jazz, and honey because you're sweet.
Oh my gosh, that sounds incredible and good for the voice.
And good for you'll have to have one with us after the concert on New Year's Eve at Cafe Lombardi Cocktail Bar.
Maybe not before the concert.
No, you're not allowed. Actually, I think in the contract we wrote, you're not allowed. But if you're out there listening,
you're a jazz singer. You're supposed to be drunk when you sing. Come on.
No, that's a rock and roll singer, Mark. You got it mixed up.
Be like, let's end this. It's fabulous.
But if you're out there in listener land. And you want to try a Jackie Naylor, come to the Catherine Lombardi Bar and order it. Do you remember the one concert we went to at the State Theater where Ray Charles was playing?
I do. Exactly what I was thinking of when you said, well, you can't have a drink before you go out on the stage.
Plenty of people do. Most people do.
But Ray was
amazing.
Ray was drunk. And he's halfway through the set, and he didn't like the drummer. And he starts yelling at the drummer into the microphone. If you can't get it right, get off the stage.
Wow. That's really amazing. And you guys saw that.
Front row.
You know, I've not witnessed, anything like that yet in my... You hear all these stories. But I just, it's so far from my... I could never yell at the guys on stage. I just can't imagine.
Well, I guess
I'd have to be drunk.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine you drunk on stage. But I have to say, the last time I saw you at Joe's Pub, I had a few while I was listening to you. I was drunk.
There you go.
All right.
Absolutely.
I think that we want to give people an idea of the various kinds of music that you perform and are going to perform. Let's listen to maybe a classic tune as well. Can we listen to the your version of But Not For Me?
Absolutely. I love that one. Love that too.
This is from the live East West double album. It's recorded at Birdland in New York and at Yoshi's in San Francisco. Why don't you call in 732-545-9282 or if you're out of the listening area, 1-888-545-9282. And the fifth caller is going to get an autographed double album, Live East West by Jackie Naylor. Here's But Not For Me.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. Lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hey, oh, alas. And also lackaday, although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, well, I guess he's not for me.
He's knocking on the door, but not for me. That boy failed a two by four, but not for me. I know that love's a game, I'm crazy all the same. Was I the moth or flame? I'm all at sea. It all began so well, but what an end. This is the time a little lady could use a friend. When every happy thought ends in a marriage not ending, there's no night for me. I guess it's not for me. You.
You're listening to The Restaurant Guys. That's Jackie Naylor singing But Not For Me. Listen to her New Year's Eve at Crossroads Theater in New Brunswick, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 11:45. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys. Mark and Francis of Stage Left and Catherine Lombardi Restaurants in downtown New Brunswick. We're talking today with jazz singer Jackie Naylor, who will be at the Crossroads Theater on New Year's Eve. We have a winner in the... We gave away the autographed double album, Live East West, Birdland, and Yoshi's. Thank you all for calling. We got a lot of calls. Maybe we should give away another album.
I think we should. You know, Jackie, you did a while back. Probably my favorite song prior to Losing My Religion
Live. A song that you wrote.
A song that was a song of your own called Shelter, which is one of those songs that gives me goosebumps just about every time I listen to it.
Breaks my heart.
And you did a video of that song, and the video is just tremendous. Can you tell us a little bit about the video and the motivation there?
Yeah, I was so lucky because someone actually had heard the tune, and a filmmaker wrote me and said, I'd like to shoot a video. This, you know, song has really touched me in my life, and I'd like to come and shoot a video, and we'll put everything together. And it was really, I felt like it was really a great balance to the tune, you know, and I'm so happy that you were touched by it, because I definitely felt that when I was writing it.
The video is beautiful. Now, you can't see this video. It's not in regular rotation on MTV, right? So you send us out a promotional album for a Christmas album you're coming out with not until next
and
year, right?
Just so everybody knows, you want to see a little bit of that video. Jackie has given us permission to put up a little, not the entire video, but some of that video up on our website.
RestaurantGuysRadio.com.
So if you click through, we're going to put that actually up right up on the front page so you can click through to the Jackie Naylor video. It's a spectacular song, a spectacular video.
But you sent us a little promo album with the video of Shelter and four Christmas songs.
Right.
What is the story with that? Is that for sale anywhere?
It's not, actually. It's just a gift, and it's something that we wanted to kind of have as a preview also to the Christmas album that we knew we were going to do at some point. And in fact, we're finishing that up this year, and it'll come out in 2007, and most of those tracks will be on there along with six new ones.
All right, so can I be rude? I'm gonna re-gift your gift. We're gonna.
I think it's awesome. I think it's a great tradition.
We're gonna give away. I'm gonna re-gift the four Christmas songs not available anywhere on a CD that's along with the video for Shelter by Jackie Naylor. If you call in at 1-888-545-9282 or 732-545-9282 to the fourth caller, we're going to give away the Jackie Naylor video and Christmas song.
And it is autographed by Jackie.
And, you know, since it tis the season, why don't we listen to one of your Christmas songs? How about Christmas Ain't What It Used to Be? What's the story behind Christmas Ain't What It Used to Be? What is this song?
Well, obviously it was a dark day when I was feeling that tune. But I also really love, you know, the listeners will probably hear this, there's a real Bill Withers kind of reference running underneath that tune. So I wanted to have something that was groovy and funky, but also sincere, sort of about, you know, we have to make sure that we remember what Christmas is really about.
Well, let's keep the Christmas,
get a little of that back.
Let's keep the spirit of Christmas alive and listen to Jackie Naylor singing a little bit of Christmas Ain't What It Used to Be while you call in and try and win the album that has this on it, 732-545-9282.
Looking for presents of mine, and not in a box, not a gem, nor a locket, not a pair of new socks. Everyone means well, I don't think it's well to propel the mirror of the red suited savior. A bearded new Jesus has come to deceive us with credit and missile in tow. No, no, no. You can buy a fancy tree, but Christmas ain't what it used to be. Toys all a shimmer, yet there is no glimmer of what Christmas used to believe. No silent night, no wise men follow the light. No joy to the world, no goodwill to all men. Drummer boy has lost his drum. Oh, sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
Let's dawn a new year with more than one day's cheer and kiss all the lang syne goodbyes. A kiss is a sign for helping mankind and love that can make a man feel free.
You gotta stop doing something, okay? You gotta stop breaking my heart, all right? Every time you come on the show, every time I see you in concert, you break my heart. But maybe you can break everybody else's heart when you see them on New Year's Eve. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys talking to jazz musician Jackie Naylor, who's going to be here on New Year's Eve, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 11:55. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Mark and Francis. We were talking with Jackie over the commercial. Jackie Naylor, one of the top jazz musicians in the country. She's going to be here on New Year's Eve doing a concert at the Crossroads Theater. This is for our podcast listeners. This is for our internet listeners. This is for our radio listeners. We're going to give away two albums. One, the Shelter video and Christmas album that you cannot find anywhere, not for sale. And two, an autographed copy of Jackie's latest album, The Color 5, will go to you. If you participate in this following thing, anybody who wants to hear a specific song from any of Jackie's CDs, which you can all find at JackieNaylor.com, it's a weird spelling of Jackie, so you better go to RestaurantGuysRadio.com to find your way there. We want requests from what song you want to hear on New Year's Eve. Jackie will sing it on New Year's Eve at the Crossroads Theater and dedicate it to you. And among the people who suggest songs that they'd like to hear Jackie sing, we're going to pick one at random, include your address. We'll send you some autographed CDs. We also want to hear where our listeners are coming from. We want responses from across the nation on this one. So you can send that to mark@restaurantguysradio.com. That's Mark with a K at restaurantguysradio.com. And Jackie will sing a song for you on New Year's Eve.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you.
And you're going to sing it by name and announce as the person, right?
Absolutely.
And I'm not eligible, is that right, Mark?
You can't keep winning everywhere I go.
You're eligible, but you can't win. How's that? You can apply, but you cannot win.
My. All right, well, Jackie, we want to thank you for taking the time to be with us on the show. I know you're touring across the country and across the world, and I appreciate you taking an hour out of your busy schedule.
Thank you.
And, Jackie, we're going to take the show out with a song that you have promised to sing for us on New Year's Eve.
Here's to life, Jackie Naylor. Hope you've enjoyed the hour listening to The Restaurant Guys. I'm Francis Schott.
And I'm Mark Pascal.
We are The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is almost 12 noon.
So here's to life and every joy that it brings. So here's to life, to dreamers and their dreams. Funny how the time just flies, how love can go from warm hellos to sad goodbyes, leave you with the memories that you've memorized to keep your winters warm. For there's no years in yesterday, and who knows what tomorrow may bring or takes away. As long as I'm still in the game, well, I'd like to play.